name is Verena Ronald, and I'm a sixth grader at Island New Middle School. I love dragons, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, A Dragon's Seasons. The story consists of four pieces, which are moments and memories from a child and their dragon. Winter Lights. I sped across the icy blanket, laughing and gasping for air, my face flushed, breathing warm puffs of steam. Blossom at my side, dashing around, seeing snow for the first time, just like me, I thought, always just like me. She slid suddenly and tried to regain her balance, using her powerful tail to swipe through a snowdrift, a burst of powder hitting me squarely in the face. I ran at her, a ball of snow bundled in my mittens. I hurled it and she lifted both wings instinctively, and the ball collided, a flower of snow blooming across her scales. Blossom bowled into my arms and I rubbed her all over. "Dragon, dragon, dragon," I said, and she let out a small noise and we lay back into the white expanse. The sky spread out in an everlasting contrast. The gray of the evening sun reflected everywhere, glistening off the small flakes of ice, swirling and twirling around and around and around. I drew in my breath, held it, and then let it out, the cloud melting into the sky, and I was left with only the prickly of the sun on my skin. Blossom shook herself and spread her wings, covering me with snow. "Blossom!" I laughed again, and she did too in her animal joy. We stood and brushed off the ice dust. I held up my hand, hoping to catch a snowflake, and watched it disappear as it drew near. Blossom stuck out her tongue, but the frost was swept away in a small whirlwind of her own breath. Then I looked up into the flurry of snow crystals, glittering and shining, none like another, caught in the light of the north. We stood, both entranced by the dazzle, silence resounding in our ears. Then I heard a call, and Blossom bounded away towards the warmth and the smell of cooking, me close on her trail, leaving the imprints of us still watching the light. Summer stars. Chirp, 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 chirp. I awoke to the sound of crickets. Blurs of pale orange played on my eyelashes. The endless field seemed to glow golden, shining with the last light of day. The summer sunset dwindled, bringing twilight to the land. Dusk was descending now, the waning rays of the sun giving way to the cloak of night. It sped across the sky, dropping stars into the grass and inky sky. The grass whistled in sweeps, caught by the sharp wind, which sent waves of silver over their backward-bending stalks. The trees and leaves rustling far from here waved their goodbyes. Blossom slept soundly at my side, her breath rising and falling in a peaceful beat. I stroked her scaled head and the dragon stirred, and I wrapped my arms around her small body. I lay my hair between the waves and watched the world upside down, humming with the throng of life. Insects buzzed around us, and as the fireflies drifted through the air, I felt Blossom's heart begin to beat faster. In moments, she had shot out of my grip and enthusiastically into the sky. She twirled around, chasing bugs into the corners of the night. She soared to meet the heavens, only visible by the absence of the stars. She stalked her prey in a whirling dance, swiping up fireflies and spots. She spiraled up into the darkness and climbed and climbed and climbed until for a moment I had thought I had lost her to the constellations. The light of the world had withdrawn from the ground, leaving the light of the flies and the shimmer of the grass. Only when she turned to look at me, silhouetted against the moon, the light pooled in her eyes, was she returned to me, shining as the brightest star herself. She dropped from the horizon and glided once more gently, hanging in the air above me, before plopping herself onto my stomach. "Blossom!" I began to turn, but the dragon had nuzzled herself deep into my arms. I sighed. A cloud came over the moon, and the energy in me ebbed too, a million shades of black swimming before my eyes, and the night was forgotten.